going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 75 for the high today. We will take it. This morning, we're discussing what the etiquette is when it comes to first dates.
Yes.
How much communication is necessary before meeting for the very first time? Now, there are some people that love to share their whole life story before actually meeting with someone. But to me, I feel like that defeats the purpose of the first date.
Why are we getting together? This could be an email.
This could be an email. Yeah. And I enjoy the banter and making somewhat of a connection beforehand. But I think some people overdo it.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example of a first date that I was supposed to go on. So I'm supposed to meet someone. There's small banter leading up to it. And it's good. It's all positive, right?
Like days, like hours, like a day. What was the timeline of the communication stretch?
Almost a week.
Okay.
I'd say total 5 days.
But like how many texts were sent back and forth? Maybe like 20?
That's hard to say. I'll tell you what happened was I gave a time, gave a date, I gave a place. It was confirmed.
When and why?
I take care of all that. Right. It's confirmed. I'll meet you there. And then leading up the day before, there's small banter like, you hope you had a great day, stuff like that. Nothing serious. That's all you need. So
how's your job?
So I get to the place where we're supposed to meet, and I'm hanging out at the bar. I'm supposed to meet at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
All of a sudden, 7:15 rolls around, and I send a quick text. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm here. This is my location. When you walk in, you'll be able to see me. No problem. Text me back 5-6 minutes later. Oh, I didn't know you were still interested. I hadn't heard from you all day. Now I'm like. So I reply with, I apologize for the miscommunication, but we were already confirmed for this date and time. If something came up, I would have absolutely let you know.
Did she need a carrier pigeon?
So she was like, I'm so sorry, but if you wouldn't mind waiting for me, I feel bad now. Do you mind waiting 45 minutes? I'm like, yeah, I kind of mind, to be quite honest. So I had my drink. I finished my drink in peace.
Idiot.
I had a lovely conversation with myself. It was just me and my thoughts.
You brought a mirror. You're like, you look great.
No, I did. I actually looked really good. And then I bounced. That was it. I'm like, how many confirmations does a person need?
What would have, I guess I don't understand that. If you had the time, you had the place, everything was all systems go.
Listen, I'm a man of my word. I said I was going to be there. I was there. You slipped.
Okay. I will say, though, because we've had scenarios where we've like talked about things in passing. For example, I had a happy hour 2 or 3 weeks ago. I invited you to. I said, come to happy hour with me. You said, yeah, I might swing by. So it wasn't like confirmed. And then I was pleasantly surprised when you showed up. You were just there. And I was like, oh, great. He did come.
2 minutes early.
2 minutes.
I'm a punctual guy.
2 minutes early at that.
If I say 7, I'm walking in at 6:59. Let's go over to, let me get over to Jamie on hold. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So I don't know how other women feel about it, but I was always one of those girls who felt the need to bomb a guy with text before we met for the first date.
Why is that?
Yeah, what?
I mean, if we're talking, why stop talking once the date is planned? Doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, here's the thing. So if you agree to meet for a date, but then you want to text a bunch before you meet, I don't get it. Why? Like, save the conversation
like
for the
something
date.
Something for the imagination. What are you gonna have to talk about over a nice pan of scallops?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so yesterday someone anonymously wrote a post on, are we dating the same guy?
Oh.
Can I read this, or will you guys get in trouble?
We're not going to get in trouble. Okay, maybe you will.
Is this the admin
listening's punching air right now.
Is this, are you reading it verbatim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like this.
Okay.
So she wrote,
let it rip.
Thoughts and suggestions? If you have a date planned with someone for tomorrow night who said they were really looking forward to it yesterday, but you haven't heard from them in almost 24 hours, what are you supposed to think? I'm a teacher who's rarely on my phone, but if you were trying to get to know someone, you'd think there'd be a little more communication, no?
Okay, so...
So I kind of agree with that, and some others won't, but I never understood why it was so difficult for men to talk and reach out before the date.
Because
is that normal?
Well, I think what it is, Jamie, is that people are busy. They don't have time all day to text. When you set the date and you set the time, the most important part is that
you show up.
If the guy sets the date and time and he's there, that's it. Green flag.
Also, I think you're overthinking it. I think a lot of women do overthink it because whether they have traumatic past experiences or they have an insecure attachment style. But like when I started dating my girlfriend, I wouldn't even text her, and it made her mad. Like we were DMing for a minute and then she was like, here's my number, text me. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I mean, there's just no need to be talking about anything and everything under the sun before you're face to face. I want to know and hear these stories with tone and diction and figure out like your cadence, because that proves to me or says to me whether or not you're into it or not.
Yeah, I've never been that guy. I'm the type of person where I will set the date, I will set the time, I will set the place. And there could be small banter leading up to that, but the 9 a.m. text, how are you, what's going on, all of that, you save it for the date. It's not that I'm not interested. I'm busy, and I'd rather get to know you in person than behind a screen.
Furthermore, I think that if they don't do that before and they do that after, that gives you an indication that the date went well.
Sure.
Because then you're like, oh, well, they did this before, so are they just doing it because this was our routine now?
Yeah, I get it, but and I don't need a full conversation, but it would be nice to at least confirm. Like, I need a guy to ask me, hey, are we still on for later?
Why?
Do that.
Cool if they were like, hey, what's up? How's your day? Anything. I just wish some men, not all, but some, were better with communication.
Well, okay, did he confirm the date, time, and place?
Maybe the day before. Like,
so what's the problem? If something came up, don't you think he would let you know?
It's not just that. It's just good to know that they're thinking about you.
So it's not even about the confirmation. You just want a text in general.
You need the attention.
I mean, I like the attention, yeah.
I don't, if I say, I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. And if I'm not, I will let you know if something came up, if there was an emergency. But I've never really had to do that. That's it. If I say I'm going to be there, show
right,
up.
Right.
I'm just saying I like to keep the communication open.
I agree with what you're saying. I understand. But like I said, the most important part, I think, and maybe ladies listening, you can disagree if you want, but if he says he's going to be there and he actually shows up on that date, it says a lot about his character.
Now, I think
baseline.
I think after the first date, if there's no communication, that's when you can start hitting the panic button and be like, he's just not talked. You know, I'm not getting a text back. I'm not getting a text at all. That's when you start to be like, eh. Beforehand, you don't even know the person. Don't sweat it.
I just feel like some people who need the constant conversation before the date it's a red flag because they're not interesting. Do you not have enough to say in conversation on the date where you just have to constantly text beforehand?
Why? So you can like get inside jokes and stuff? Is that what you mean? Like to like kind of create banter. So when you are together, you're like, ah, remember we talked about that one thing?
In general, I feel like somebody who has to text a ton before the first date, they leave no room for conversation in person. Like, are you going to run out of things to say?
Right.
Are you going to run out of things to say? I'm not running out of things to say.
Yeah,
me?
I
mean,
could never be me.
Do you know what I do for a living? Of course not.
You would have to pay me to shut up.
But how many of you, 585-252-9800, how many of you listening feel like you need that confirmation more than once before the first date, or you need the banter leading up to the first date?
Honestly, Moose, I do think we're kind of in the minority for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I just think that a lot of women have been burned in the past and they have a very severe anxious attachment style. And that's no fault of their own. But we
got a text from Lisa that says, I will not text before the first date because I'm scared of messing it up.
I can't even spell, so I want to avoid texting at all costs. I'll just let my personality shine, IRL. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess that's maybe just part of my personality that I like to have that constant communication, and I'm just looking for a guy who wants that too.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that because there's a lot of men. I have friends that do that, that will text a ton and confirm more than two or three times before the first date. I've just never been one of those people. I'm just pretty confident that the date's going to go well. And when I set a time, date, and place, we're both going to be there and we're going to have fun.
Period.
Okay.
Thanks, Queen. Good luck.
All right.
I mean, I know you weren't the one who wrote it, but if you do go on a date soon, good luck.
It's tough out there in those streets, though, Jamie. So good luck out there.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's get some of your messages coming in.
Okay. Yes. People have a lot to say about this. This person says, you are not in the minority. I agree with you two. People these days are way too needy. We all have things going on, and it's not my job to comfort this random stranger and their anxieties.
I mean, that's, yeah, well, okay, well said. Ashley says, guys, I agree. I stop or definitely cut back after setting up a date because I feel it can be easy to create this made up perfect version of someone in your head through text only, especially when you've never met them in person at all. I agree, Ashley, because then when you get there and you finally get a chance to know them, you could be disappointed.
Correct. You are not what you portrayed yourself to be over text. You're way funnier over text. You're way cooler over text. You're better looking over text. You're better at flirting. This person says, I hate the good morning text and the texting throughout the day. I'm a woman. I'm busy. I don't have time for small talk all day, nor do I want to. We'll catch up later.
That's right. Can I tell you what kind of gave me the, I don't want to say the ick, but it was a little cringy. Before I went out with somebody one time, they started calling me babe, and I was like, oh, no, don't do that. I'm nobody's babe. That is not a word. That is not a cute little nickname you throw around just for anybody, especially an individual you haven't met yet. You start calling someone babe? What?
Never even met you.
We haven't even met. You can't call me that. Brian says, I agree, Moose and Breezy. I am the same way. I've always been a guy who doesn't do the text thing before the first date. And with some women, I've gotten a lot of backlash for it. I just don't think it's needed. Who's this person? Julie says, so if you agree to meet for a date, what's the big deal of just communicating beforehand? Hey, are we on for tonight? Well, what? Why?
But they what? Could also, if they're confused, right. they could also, like, I think what it comes down to, and Jamie didn't say this, but I'll say it because everyone else is thinking it. You want to feel important. You want to be courted. You want to be, like, thought of. And everybody wants that, okay? But, like, if we as women are going to sit here and be like, we can do anything a man can do, you can also text on, like, before to confirm. I'm sorry, but you can. If you're confused or you're worried that you're going to find yourself in a situation that you found yourself in where you're just sitting there holding a drink in your hand with nobody coming around to you, text and confirm and make sure.
I had a great time. I just want to put it out there.
He goes, honestly, best date I've ever been on.